This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday ordered U.S. intelligence agencies to report to him in the next 3 months on whether the COVID-19 virus first emerged in China from an animal source or from a laboratory accident. Biden says agencies are currently split over the two possible sources for the virus that has swept over the planet the past year, killing more than 3.4 million people, a figure experts say is an underestimate. Biden's order escalates controversy over how the virus first emerged, through animal contact at a market in Wuhan, China, or through release of the coronavirus from a highly secure research laboratory in the same city. China has claimed they are not responsible for the outbreak of the pandemic. The United States on Wednesday said it was considering sanctions against politicians and military leaders in Mali who endanger the country's planned return to civilian rule after the president and prime minister were detained. Mali's interim president and prime minister were said to have resigned on Wednesday, a top junta aide claims, 2 days after they were detained and stripped of their powers in what appears to amount to the country's second coup in 9 months. Negotiations were underway for the pair's release and the formation of a new government in the poor Sahel country, according to the aide. Their detentions triggered widespread international condemnation and the threat of sanctions, including from France and the United States. And the U.S. State Department says assistance for Mali's security forces has been suspended. The U.N. Security Council held an emergency meeting Wednesday at the request of former colonial power France and others, with French President Emmanuel Macron likening the recent events to a second coup. This is VOA News. The United Nations said Wednesday it was temporarily relocating around half its humanitarian staff from the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo city of Goma following a volcano eruption that sent lava to the edge of town and has been triggering hundreds of earthquakes. More than 20,000 people are homeless and many still missing in the aftermath of Saturday evening's eruption, which sent rivers of lava flowing toward Goma, killing at least 31 people and destroying more than 3,000 homes, according to the UN. The ash cloud caused by the eruption has closed two airports in Congo, and health officials warn it's likely to cause respiratory diseases. The United Nations also has thousands of peacekeepers in and around Goma who it says will not be relocated. Sudan's transitional government on Wednesday resumed talks with a rebel faction that did not sign onto a historic peace deal last year. The authorities in power since longtime dictator Omar al-Bashir was ousted in a pro-democracy uprising have made ending the country's many internal conflicts a top priority. Multiple rebel groups did sign on to the October peace deal, but one did not join the accords and is demanding separation of state and religion. The group represents areas which have significant Christian populations who have fought for decades to end the imposition of Islamic law by Sudan's government. South Sudan's president is mediating the talks and urged both sides to embrace the spirit of dialogue and let their attention shift to peace instead of thinking of war. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad voted on Wednesday in an election certain to extend his rule over a country ruined by war. He cast his ballot in the former rebel stronghold of Douma, where a suspected chemical weapons attack in 2018 prompted Western airstrikes. Fighting in Syria has killed hundreds of thousands of people and driven 11 million people from their homes, about half the country's population. The election is being dismissed as fraudulent by his enemies and is set to deliver Assad 7 more years in power and extend his family's rule to nearly 6 decades. The opposition is boycotting the vote, claiming Assad's presidential rivals are intentionally low-key candidates meant to lose. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's former top advisor told lawmakers Wednesday the British government failed the public by not having adequate planning in place for the coronavirus pandemic. Dominic Cummings, who stepped down in December, apologized for the inadequate response to the crisis when it emerged early last year. COVID-19 has claimed nearly 128,000 lives in Britain, the fifth highest official death toll in the world. He says the response got off to a slow start, as he says many government officials were skiing in the middle of February of 2020. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.